Okay. And you're anticipating that happening soon then?
Hopefully.
Yes. Okay. Any other questions anybody has on federal inmate?
No. I guess my question is, if that position's been sitting there open for a year, do we actually need it? I'd recommend that we remove the position.
Time out.
It's just me.
We do need it because it's currently held by a merit deputy that we are trying to get back on the road. But to get him back on the road, we need this person to be hired to fulfill.
Somebody's doing this job.
He's doing the sex offender registry portion of the job. And that's who we need to return to the road. But we're not able to do that until we get this person hired in, which we had attempted to hire the best person for the job based on his background and training and certifications. That should be known by the end of the week as to whether or not we can do that. If not, the number two is the current employee at the sheriff's office that's already interviewed, and she would be next up on the list. So the job is needed to return Deputy West back to the road and outside of the sex offender registry.
Okay, thank you.
We had a brief discussion with the commissioners yesterday about the automobiles, just countywide, and the comment was made that we hadn't had any requests yet for 2026. So I wonder if that is still the plan. I've lost track of where we are on the vehicle replacement plan, I guess. We haven't spent any this year, but my recollection was this 25 was to be kind of the off year, and we would go back into the second cycle starting in 26. So I guess I...
Again, Captain and Chief could probably speak better to this. I was told 4 Tahoes and 2 Traverses for the 26 budget, and that's why we're at 400,000.
Okay.
May I ask how many vehicles we have?
Yeah. I can probably get you a list. I can't tell you what.
I mean, it's
on the thing on the top of my head.
We just. Somebody's always buying.
Well,
vehicles.
But these are.
I know.
Cycling.
I know. As far as the
vehicle
your department has,
the number of vehicles that we have, Chief, do you have an idea, a rough amount? We have probably 6 that need to go to auction and be. I would take them to most of them to Winsky. They were not. The dealerships do not want these vehicles. Mm-hmm. I think sitting with the commissioners and doing an auction would probably be the best way to offload those vehicles. Mm-hmm. Some don't run, some do run, some won't run very long. But it's one of the things that the dealership and the car industry right now, they're not looking for those vehicles. And I think we'd be better off putting them on a list for auction. Those that don't sell, take them to your local recycling facility.
I'm not asking to be difficult. I'm just.
Oh, no.
But you're probably looking at 30, 35.
I mean, it's just a question.
Yeah.
But I don't know the answer
probably
to.
Probably 35. I mean,
okay. Thank you.
Commissioner.
A lot of them are constantly on the road. Obviously, the deputies on the road a lot. So.
Yeah.
And we didn't buy any vehicles in 24. Yeah. There was no vehicle purchases in 2024. There was four recently this year. 3 Tahoes
and a Traverse.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're hitting a mileage mark on the.
Yeah, I thought that first.
We're hitting.
Should be getting close.
Several at 100,000. Several in the 75,000 to 85,000 mile process. So, with those, some of them can be cycled back into the jail and different things at the office. I had a request from the coroner's office for we transferred a vehicle to them several years ago. That vehicle is now.
Aged out,
not worth. So that we can hopefully fulfill some of those needs from our fleet that we start rolling into pool vehicles, which are vehicles that are left for repair, left open, so that people, when they're getting their vehicle fixed or they have a crash, we have a vehicle that they can step in and drive
right.
And drive out.
And I think Sheriff Hensley and Mr. Meek can testify to. We wring the life out of all these vehicles until there's nothing left. I mean, we use them until they can't be used.
Which is why our repair line
is. Is that right? Yeah.
We should have the list in our office because Sean brings over everything.
It's a question people in the public ask me. you know, how many vehicles yes. does the county own? And
right.
I go,
if you get with Marcia, she can give you the list.
Yeah, thank you.
Commissioners, we spoke yesterday real briefly at, during the discussion with EMA about how they were going to have an auction of some surplus equipment. We ought to try to get some of those in that auction, just as a thought.
They've got extra, lots of equipment out there. That
yeah.
they want to get rid of.
But it sounded like that one had maybe even been scheduled.
Yeah, that's what I took it and scheduled.
For next month or something, so.
We get pictures and numbers and ship them to you, a little list of, do you list what the problems are, do you sell as is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we can do that. I mean, just let us know. We can have maintenance guys get all that information. We can get something coordinated.
Be a good opportunity just to save money on insurance.
They're killing our grass out back.
Oh, there you go.
Is there any Tahoes going, or are they all?
No, they'll be cycled down to school vehicles.
The old stuff. The older cars will be going.
I'd like to see what the reward turnaround is on a Tahoe right now.
The trade-in.
They're sky high. Yeah.
You know, and optimally, it would be, you know, probably in 27. Would be the year to trade some of those vehicles out. That would be probably the first year of Tahoes that would be available to trade in.
I'm going to imagine.
When we did the Tahoe program, they estimated between 7,500 and 9 for trade-in value. That was 21.
Legitimately, 250 to maybe $1,000 for the vehicles that are at the sheriff's office sitting ready to either go to auction or recycle is what a dealership offered. It wasn't worth their effort to drive to Fort Wayne to pick them up or send a car over. Wouldn't cost effective.
I know we talked about this a little bit, I think, at the August meeting, and so there's probably not much of a huge update to it, but I assume we're still looking okay on the revenue side with the recent increase in the per diem and the additional revenues we've been getting into that fund.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll let the matron talk to that.
We'll see how it goes.
It's a big number for the spending that we, you know.
Right, absolutely.
If it doesn't materialize, we got to peel back somewhere, I guess is my point. We wouldn't have enough cash balance to cover it all. So we are somewhat dependent on those revenues continuing. So I guess I would ask is if anything changes to the negative, please let us know.
Absolutely.
I'd rather deal with it before it's a crisis.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think that's the last one. Okay. Now, opening it back up to any of those, anything that you want to discuss regarding sheriff or jail budget?
Records clerk.
Yeah, the records clerk position, if we could at least start the advertisement for it, it's something that we have to fill that.
That position handles the inmate trust account. So it's a daily collection of money, daily bank runs, et cetera. We're definitely behind the eight ball.
So this is the part-time or the full-time?
Full-time.
Full-time.
Can you, I'm not saying take it out of the budget, but can, if the full-time position was filled, do you have some wiggle room on being maybe slow to fill the part-time?
Yeah, we haven't filled the part-time because
yes.
we can't get a good applicant thus far. So.
I mean, I'd feel with the changes we've made to the pension contribution and if we could kind of pull back the part-time, I'd feel much better.
I'd be okay with that.
Actually, does that person have to be bonded? I know we used to have to bond them.
I don't know the answer to that, Joe. I'd have to check.
I think they are bonded.
Yes.
Yeah. They do.
So you just sparked my memory. Yes, they do because they handle anybody who handles money.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
With the exception of the correction officers.
And it's what, $100, I think, to get bonded, something like that a year.
You guys pay that?
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I'm looking from my other hat,
right.
Sheriff, that, I think it's like $100 is what it is to do it, so.
We've got one more budget, which is the council budget. So if you'd allow me to finish that and we can say we've gone through the whole budget, I'll try to have an answer for you here that by the end of the day on that position. I feel pretty good.
Can I ask what the holdup is on this position?
Well, just on whether...
It's not this position, it's all the positions.
Yeah, it's I don't know if you heard the beginning when I was kind of running through the...
Well, I heard yesterday when we're giving out stipends and different things going on. So I'm just curious what the holdup is, if we need to find a different way, a different fund to pay the records clerk out of.
No. So we first thing was is to get that report yesterday. I thought that went well. I thought that was way more positive than I was expecting. So that eased my mind a great deal about looking into the future. The challenges for 2026 are more specifically related to the increase in the health insurance premium that we don't know yet. Yep. But if I project based off of our claims history of a, you know, what could be a 30, 40, 50% increase, and we don't know that yet, we were just trying to say, if we had to deal with that, we could either ask every single employee to pay more, we can cut every single employee's coverage to fit into our existing budget, or we could try to be strategic on making cuts other places. And so if it got into personnel, it would be much easier to deal with positions unfilled than to try to lay somebody off. So that was the logic of why we would say, let's roll up here a little bit. But I'll say, in going through the budget, we've made some progress here today on some things. So, but we have some really big numbers in the county budget. I just want to go through those first.
Sure. Since you mentioned it, can I sidebar real quick?
Sure.
Yesterday, there was a conversation about payments to IU Health. Can I ask what that is?
That's our payment that we've had a 9-year agreement with them for the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So what it effectively was the settlement of the previous agreement. The previous lease agreement had a component in there that said the county would have to buy back at the depreciated value any equipment that became fixed to the building.
Okay.
And so we settled on that for a smaller amount, and we're paying that over 9 years.
I see.
So that's that payment.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. One more budget to go. You guys got it in ya?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Okay. Yeah. Council budget, number 8. We have a lot of big numbers, but a lot of them kind of calculate automatically. So, this is where all of the benefits, the PERF, Social Security, Medicare, all of those big numbers for the county employees are.
And we have some departments that have their own insurance. No, this is not insurance. This is PERF and retirement.
And to the extent that a department can cover that, we move everything for the employee compensation to that budget. Everything else that's left is in here.
Got it.
So one thing that I noted and talked a little bit with Britt about yesterday, and I think we've got some wiggle room here, we discussed, is that Social Security and PERF, if you look at 0031 and 0032, those go up 14 and 13% respectively. So far higher than what we're contemplating on rate wages, but Britt was wanting to have a little room in there because the big unknown is overtime, and we still have to pay those things when we have overtime. So she wanted a little bit of a cushion, but I think we can pull that back some.
Well, usually, so we need to calculate on when we did some overtime, it just depends on how the salaries fall. It honestly does, because it's just a calculation.
Mm-hmm.
Gross wages times 7.65. Gross wages times 11.2. So,
but you make a good point. The overtime is the unknown.
It is the unknown.
And I think it makes sense to have a little cushion, but I don't know that we need to have 10%.
No, we
cushion.
May not. Mm-mm.
So if we left those at say a 5% increase, I felt like that still gave you a cushion. That still gave you a cushion, and I haven't done that math to know what that number is. I'm just throwing it.
It would be. Can you pull it off of payroll? What's your overtime was this year, or so far this year, compared to your straight time?
We probably could, yes.
945, is that what you're talking about? 5% from there? Or something?
Yeah, that's what it would be.
So 945?
Yeah. Yeah, that.
It's
Okay, so what are we changing here?
That's on the Social Security and Medicare.
Changing it to 945.
945, which would be 5% above current year.
Okay.
And then what about retirement? Is that the same? Is retirement, that wouldn't necessarily be affected by overtime, correct? That's by the position? Or is it by the compensation?
It's by gross wages, yes.
Okay.
It would go
okay.
by that, yeah.
Okay.
So if we did 5% for it, too, I have 1.365.
Yep. Yeah. So the group insurance we have in there at 10% increase.
It's not
I don't
gonna
think
be enough.
You're nowhere near.
Well, I know, but we had to make a decision based on what we thought we could realistically try to pull off, and that was the number that we came to. So anything that's above that, we're going to have to talk about changes in plan design or changes in employee contributions or
major
combination
or
thereof.
Or cuts other places, yeah.
Or cuts other places, right.
Okay.
We did also increase the HRA, HSA, because we increased that amount last year, but we didn't increase it in the budget. We increased it by policy. We didn't increase the budget line item to fund it. So we're catching back up to that. We gave a little bit more for each category last year.
Right.
I highlighted LHD. I talked to Britt about this. The benefit advisor, they have an automatic escalator in there. We need to figure out what that number is and adjust ours. We have it in flat year over year, but it will go up some small amount. And we have plenty of offset money since we just did a big reduction, but Britt just needs to probably message over to Bob or Doug, and they'll tell us the correct number for 2026.
And that's just their fee to
that's their
administer.
Fee. Yeah, their yeah. flat fee. Yeah. I think we'll have the potential. Maybe I shouldn't venture too far out on a limb here. I think that we're going to have a thorough review of the health clinic for next year in terms of who's providing it and how it's paid. So we've got a number in there as a placeholder, and it's up a little bit year over year, but I do think there could be the potential based on some of the we did ask for some quotes from some other entities last year, but it was so tight against when the renewal date was, we didn't feel like we had time to get it all in and have the comprehensive review that we wanted. So we decided to wait until the next renewal, which is next summer, before we would make that final decision about whether to switch. There were some intriguing options that were apparent that I think will be
really
that could be popular. So. And some of those came in below what we were paying. So
I
hope that maybe we could have a little savings there, but it's not promised.
Okay.
Anything else? Okay. Seated is effectively the same budget as last year, with the exception of that the Partners in Progress budget is lower. Shan really took a sharp pencil to it and tried to pull back a little bit to be as efficient as he could. And you'll recall that half of that budget is now, this is the whole budget. We approve the whole budget, but we get reimbursed for half of that amount from the city. So that is actually reflected on our revenue side, but
right.
We are the authority or the body that approves the budget. That annual payment is for our region, our economic development region. We have to pay a membership, our dues to that region. That's what that number is.
You may not know this off the top of your head, the 2014 and 2017 bond payments, do you know how much longer those go?
The 2014 bond payment is actually the refinancing of the 2009 bond payments, which is the water tower at Jefferson. So they finish in 2029. And then the 2017s are 20-year bonds that finish in 2037.
Okay, thank you.
One thing I'll note on this, though, and it's a good question, is that beginning in 2026 is when we have an interlocal agreement with the city that, and it goes back to County Road 375 at the time of ConAgra, that we, that the city shares 50% of the tax revenue from ConAgra on years 11 through 20. So that year 11 is, starts in 2026, and it's a small amount because they go from 98, 70, 60, the declining abatement. So it's only going to be 10%, half of 10%, so it'll be a small amount. But according to that interlocal agreement, we agreed to put that money first toward that bond payment because it because we jointly pay for that bond payment now. So it's a way that both sides would continue to benefit from that money.
It'll go down faster.
So while it won't be mature, it would be completely paid off till 2029 if paid on schedule.
Right. It could be less.
It will likely be paid off early because of the of that interlocal agreement. That seemed so forever in the future when we did that, but here it is starting next year. But
how do you remember all that?
Well, I put it in a file because, and I know right where it is because I knew I would forget if I didn't, but the purpose of that was to, when we did the incentive package for ConAgra, the county paid the expense of installing the road for County Road 375 for a project that's entirely in the city. And so the city agreed to reimburse us through that mechanism.
Right.
So, I'm sorry, was that 2026 or 2027 that the payment will start to go towards?
So we should start getting our first share of that in 2026. We will have income next year, but it won't be very much that first year. But the I guess my point was is the agreement obligates it to go to this bond first.
Good.
After that bond is paid off, it's it can be paid at our discretion.
I don't like that.
It can be used at our discretion. Presumably, it would go to help pay for the County Road 375 bond, which is the 2017 bond.
Okay.